AK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is leaving Israel now for Qatar, site of that Israeli attack on Hamas members in Doha. The U.S. is trying to ease tensions between Israel and Qatar, both close American allies. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says a deal has been reached to avoid a ban on TikTok. Details to be let go later this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson will lead a memorial service for Charlie Kirk tonight inside the U.S. Capitol, as Utah Governor Spencer Cox says detectives are still piecing together information about the suspect in Kirk's killing, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, who's said to not be cooperating with police.
Investigators also confirming they've now interviewed Robinson's roommate, with whom they say he was romantically involved. Officials say Robinson had no military experience, but was proficient with a firearm. Multiple social media posts by his family show him posing with guns.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. As officials consider rate hikes, residents are upset that their power may get more expensive. Xcel Energy is asking the Wisconsin Public Service Commission to approve increases. Electricity would go up by almost 12% next year, and natural gas would go up by almost 13%. Now, this is a two-year plan, so there would be further rate hikes the next year. Under Xcel's request, by 2027, electricity would cost 19% more than it does now, and natural gas would cost more than 14% more. Xcel leaders say it would cost the average customer an extra 61 cents per day for electricity and an extra 31 cents per day for natural gas. Well, that's got residents frustrated. One person told WQOW that nobody's wages have gone up 19 or 14%, and it'll be tough for some to afford the rate hikes. Xcel kept rates flat in 2025 and reported nearly $2 billion in earnings last year. Xcel leaders told WQOW that extra money will be used for upgrades and moving to more sustainable practices. They're planning to replace more than 11,000 electricity poles alone. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission will decide whether or not to approve those rate hikes later this year. Meanwhile, the race for governor will not feature a competition between Milwaukee's county executive and Milwaukee's mayor. Stuart J. Wattles reports.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson announced he's endorsing Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley in the Democratic primary for governor. Johnson praised Crawley, saying he had a record of delivering results, pointing to their work together on shared revenue agreements. Johnson said Crawley's experience in both the legislature and as a county executive shows he can unite people and get things done.
That's reporting from Stuart J. Wattles, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Packers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers back at practice today, getting ready to head to Cleveland to face the Browns on Sunday. Baseball. It turns out that Bob Uecker, before he died, wrote a letter to the team that if the Brewers reached the playoffs, they could open and read it, which they did Saturday night in the clubhouse.
I got a letter today from Uke. Before we toast, I want to read it. Howdy, boys. Never a doubt you would get this invitation. You did it by believing. Really miss you guys, and I wish I was there. Things are good. The God Almighty picked me to be on his team up here, albeit I'm the third catcher. It's a great league. No day games after night games. No shadows. Told the big guy about you guys. Play hard every night. You're not afraid to play for each other. He's obviously very interested in a group with this uncommon goodness. Enjoy it, keep it light, and believe in each other.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few spotty showers, perhaps a thunderstorm possible later this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 83. That chance of a shower or storm will continue into the early evening, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with lows in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 71.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news and sports headlines and discuss Suicide Awareness Month and why the rates keep going up in the state of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. It's a brand new week. A lot going on. The power to destroy is not hypothetical. It's the state's ultimate weapon. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, crazy alert, Brian Kilmeade wants to euthanize homeless people the same way Hitler did. And he's not fired from Fox News. Wow. And also from policing to occupation, from rhetoric to repression, and RFK Jr. to Project 2025, a blueprint for public health collapse. I mean, just a lot of stuff going on. The second hour of our program, the entire second hour, is going to be a national town hall meeting with Congressman Ro Khanna, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. Congressman Khanna, of course, is also the fellow who, along with Thomas Massie, Republican Congressman Thomas Massie, introduced the discharge petition to force a vote in the House of Representatives on releasing the Epstein files. Of course, that even if that passes, I believe it goes to the Senate, where it'll probably die. But we'll ask Congressman Khanna about that when he comes on the program in the second hour of our program. In the third hour of our program, Miles Taylor, the former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security, and the one who Trump targeted with an executive order, will be with us. His new article is Civil War, No, But the Censorship War Has Begun. I mean, he knows what it's like when the power of government goes after you. So that's, you know, what's up on the program today, in addition to your calls, of course. It's going to be an interesting day. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, my daily take is titled, The Power to Destroy Isn't Hypothetical. It's the state's ultimate weapon. And the point that I'm making with this, and I'm not hearing this being made in any other media, and I think this is just actually an incredibly important point to make. And that's why I, you know, wanted to share this with you. But the point is that when somebody goes on Fox News, some idiot goes on Fox News and says, radical left, you know, they should all be in jail. That's just Fox News. I mean, that's just free speech. People can say anything they want. I mean, we're guaranteed that by the First Amendment, right? But when a government official with the power to imprison people and the power to kill people says those radical Democrats or those radical lefties, they should be, you know, we need to do something about them, or words to that effect. It's literally a whole different thing. Because that person has the power to fulfill it. Robert Reich wrote an op-ed this morning in which he's talking about this is phase two of Trump's campaign to turn America into basically Nazi Germany or single party rule. I mean, my words, not Robert Reich's. That phase one was going after the law firms, intimidating the judges, and he has certainly intimidated the Supreme Court judges. I mean, you can see that. They're rolling over for him as fast as they can. Intimidating I mentioned the news media, he's sued several of them. Going after big law firms. going after universities, basically going after all the places in our society where, you know, he might actually be challenged. And also, I would add, and I'm not sure if Robert did or not, going after his own party. Trump has purged his own party of the Liz Cheneys and Adam Kinzingers, the people who actually had some integrity and actually believed in the American ideal of, you know, a pluralistic democracy and democracy from the ground up and all that kind of stuff. So this is something that every president, I'd say since Andrew Jackson, has understood. In fact, arguably even Andrew Jackson, every president has understood that you don't make threats against vulnerable groups or against your opposition because you have the power to fulfill those threats. You have the power to execute those threats. And so unless you actually intend to do it, you don't say it. Now, it may well be that Trump is saying all these things, calling people like you and me the radical left who have to be dealt with. It may be that he's saying and doing this because he fully intends to deal with us, as it were. I mean, you know, this is potentially pretty lethal stuff. You know, Matthew Dowd on MSNBC, you know, points out that Charlie Kirk was engaging in hate speech. He gets fired from MSNBC. Okay, that's the media. Same thing with Brian Kilmeade saying that, you know, we should just kill the homeless people. You know, that's just the media. Dowd gets fired. Kilmeade doesn't, of course, because, you know, Fox management is pretty unprincipled, but in my opinion. But when government officials use that kind of language, when Trump starts talking, I mean, this isn't just Trump, by the way, but when Trump starts talking about pulling the passports or, you know, going after people with green cards and you know, the legal right to be here in the United States, but it talks about going after American citizens and pulling their citizenship as he threatened Rosie O'Donnell, right? Then you've got a serious problem. Or, you know, I mean, he's already gone after Republicans, right? Just ask James Clapper or James Comey or John Brennan. But now you've got an actual piece of legislation that has been put forward by a member of Congress who was in the Israeli military. And he is saying that anybody who advocates terrorism should lose their passport. I mean, this is wild stuff. Particularly since all 31 of the previous politically motivated violent attacks in America were done by right-wingers, not lefties. Trump and the Republican Party and the right-wing media are trying to completely reinvent history here. And they're doing it quite successfully. Elon Musk over the weekend was in England talking to the far right. And he was singing the same song. He said, "The violence is going to come to you. You will have no choice. You're in a fundamental situation here where whether you choose violence or not, the violence is coming to you. You either fight back or you die. You either fight back or you die." And that's the truth. And he wasn't talking about Osama bin Laden or something like that. He's talking about people like you and me. He goes on to say, "You see how much violence there's on the left with our friend Charlie Kirk getting murdered in cold blood this week and people on the left celebrating it openly?" By the way, I know nobody on the left who has celebrated Charlie Kirk's death. And he goes on to say, "The left is the party of murder and celebrating murder." I mean, let that sink in for a minute. That's who we're dealing with here. That's who we're dealing with. And then Trump was asked, you know, about healing the country. And he says, "I couldn't care less." He says, "The radicals on the left are the problem." You know, Hitler did the same thing. You know, the Reichstag decree basically ended free speech in Germany. There are still a few rational people left in the Republican Party, I believe. They need to, I hope, they need to be speaking to Donald Trump and the people in this administration about the responsibility that comes with power. Unless what Trump is telegraphing here, what he's signaling us, is that he actually does intend to turn America into an absolute police state with secret police coming after anybody who disagrees with him and your social media content. Even your personal correspondence. I mean, you know, if your email provider you know, finishes sentences for you. They have a copy of every email you've ever sent or received. They may be coming after you, too.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Miss missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. Just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications, and there is a doctor involved for prescribing them, to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. You can get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. But to get that $45 discount, you've got to be sure to use the promo code Tom when you check out as well. So that's urgentcarekit.com/Tom and use the promo code Tom when you check out.
You love the dream. But freedom crashed along the scene. It's not just talk when power speaks. Democracy dies in whispers.
So our crazy alert for the day, this is just nuts. Did you ever hear of the Action T4 program? This is a program that was started the idea of Adolf Hitler's personal physician. And this was long before there was like mass killings of Jews or anything like that. The A-K-T-I-O-N, T4, Acton T4 program, started out looking at homeless people and disabled people, particularly mentally disabled people. And what they did is they recruited doctors around Germany and they gave them lethal injections and killed them. 70,000 people. It started with the injections, but that got expensive and cumbersome. And so a few months into the program, what they did is they, like the U-Haul trailers you can rent that you haul behind your car. They got a bunch of these little trailers, and they took a pipe and took it from the exhaust of the truck that's pulling the trailer, and just ran that exhaust right into that little trailer. And then they would go round up homeless people and stick them in the trailer and close the door and run the engine and asphyxiate them with carbon monoxide. Like I said, they killed 70,000 people. This was the predicate to the Holocaust. But this was Hitler's way of dealing with the homeless problem, and it was a widespread problem in Germany in the 1933, 1940, in the early 30s, because they had just lost World War I. I mean, Germany was in ruins. Their economy was in the crapper. Their industry was just starting to rebuild. They were suffering under the Treaty of Versailles, as John Maynard Keynes correctly pointed out, predicting World War II based on the Treaty of Versailles. And there were a lot of homeless people on the streets. And Hitler was very offended by them. He called them filth and vermin. And he killed 70,000 homeless people and mostly mentally disabled people. Now, the here's this dialogue that happened on Fox News. I believe it was last Friday. Lawrence Jones was on, and he said, they've given billions of dollars to mental health in the homeless population. A lot of them don't want to take the programs. A lot of them don't want to get the help that's necessary. You can't give them a choice. Either you take the resources we're going to give you, or you decide that you've got to get locked up in jail. That's the way it has to be now. Okay, so let's just lock up the homeless. So then Brian Kilmeade says, or involuntary lethal injection or something, I'd just kill them. And then Ainsley Earhart says, basically validating what Brian Kilmeade just said, she said, Brian, why did it have to get to this point? Not, Brian, holy crap, what did you just say? But, you know, why did it have to get to this point? In other words, okay, your suggestion sounds reasonable to me. It seems justified, you know, but how do we get here? Why are these homeless people so in need of killing? I mean, this is this Jones, Kilmeade, Earhart plan to kill people is just it's shocking. And by the way, I think it's important to point out, and Jim Stewartson did a great job of this over at mindwar.com, mind-war.com. He said these kind of comments don't just come from nowhere. This was either a concept that Kilmeade had personally been considering, you know, rolling over in his mind, I'd just kill him, or it's something that he had been asked to float. Was this Fox News floating a trial balloon? He notes Earhart, instead of deflecting, doubled down. Why did it have to get to this point? In other words, she agrees with the genocide of homeless, mentally ill people is necessary and wants to get down to the details. Now, over on MSNBC, Matt Dowd, who is a former Republican consultant, worked with George W. Bush, worked for George W. Bush, said words to the effect of Charlie Kirk was peddling hate and hate ended up killing him. It's a sad thing. And he got fired for that. Brian Kilmeade is saying, hey, let's start the Action T4 program. Let's get the doctors out there with those syringes full of cyanide. Won't that be fun? Maybe we could make a deal with U-Haul and get a bunch of trailers and just, you know, get some flexible pipe to go from the cars or the pickup trucks that pull them around and pick up the homeless people and just load them in the trailers and fill them with auto exhaust. What the hell is going on in this country? And why is Fox saying, well, it's okay, Brian, no problem. You can just apologize on the air and we'll pretend it never happened. Really? 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
From policing to occupation, from rhetoric to repression, from Bob Kennedy to the collapse of our public health systems. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100
people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Dan Schaefer gets us reset on who all is running for what in Wisconsin next year, and Courier Newsroom's Cam Stevenson from Capitol Hill.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. Wisconsin will get at least $30 million to deal with flood damage from last month's storms. The Trump administration announced that they would approve a partial emergency declaration by Governor Tony Evers. The flooding destroyed or damaged more than 1,500 homes, causing more than $76 million in damage. That money will go to local governments in Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. And Hayward now has opening and closing hours for its beach and parks. Last week, the city council passed an ordinance establishing that the city beach closes at 10 p.m. and opens again at 8 a.m. That's according to the Sawyer County Record. The paper reports people who violate the ordinance could be fined $50 to $300. And as we've reported, lawmakers are trying to make sure more Wisconsinites get Packers games on cable. Lisa Hale reports.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Congressman Tony Weed have introduced the Go Pack Go Act, designed to allow Packers fans in Wisconsin, no matter where they live, to watch the Pack play on television. Over 400,000 people living in Wisconsin counties are considered either a part of Minnesota or Michigan television markets, so they end up watching either the Lions or the Vikings games instead of the Packers if the games are scheduled at the same time. The Go Pack Go Act would require cable and satellite companies to give Wisconsin subscribers access to games from a Wisconsin market.
The bill would ensure people in Ashland, Barron, Bayfield, Burnett, Douglas, Dunn, Iron Polk, Pierce, St. Croix, and Washburn counties get Packer games on their TV. However, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced this bill at least twice before, and both times it didn't go anywhere. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. This is Civic Media News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbans. A few spotty showers, perhaps a thunderstorm possible later this afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high of 83. That chance of a shower or storm will continue into the early evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy and warm with lows in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 71.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's Civic Media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
We're joined at 5 p.m. by Wisconsin Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ryan Sternand. We dig into why he's running and what he proposes for Wisconsin's future.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
All of your support.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. By the way, that song was inspired by a caller last Friday. Got Louise all excited about it. From policing to occupation, Donald Trump is threatening to continue his rule over Washington, D.C. This is what happens in authoritarian regimes. When power concentrated at the top, it begins to overwhelm power at the bottom. The whole idea of federalism, the system of government that we're supposed to have, that our founders created with our Constitution, is the power flows from the bottom up, not the top down. That the local branches of government have the greatest power. But, you know, Trump has flipped that upside down, and this is just dangerous stuff. Meanwhile, is Donald Trump going to use Charlie Kirk's death to shut down the media? I mean, there are people talking about it. It's entirely possible. We'll see where this goes. But this is crazy. And you've got, you know, people on the right on social media demanding that basically people like me get shut up, that, you know, the left be shut down. And finally, Bob Kennedy, you know, Project 2025 called for basically shutting down the CDC and doing away with our public health systems. They claim that the ideology is, you know, small government and efficiency. But really, the ideology is that Project 2025 was sponsored by a bunch of right-wing billionaires who don't want to pay their damn taxes. And because of that, they don't want government to have agencies that have to be paid for with tax dollars, in my humble opinion. So, you know, here we are. And Bob Kennedy is carrying out Project 2025, and I sure hope we can stop this thing. This is just nuts. So, all that said, what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. Stephen in Pueblo, Colorado. Hey, Stephen, what's up?
Today is my liberation day, Tom.
What does that mean?
I was finally able... Huh?
What does that mean?
It means that I was finally able to sell the rest of my Tesla stock.
Oh, okay.
I bought a bunch of stock in October of 21 and made $45,000 on that.
Yeah, you've done
and
well.
Then I, thank you. And then I didn't sell. Well, yeah, I did. I sold and then I went back for seconds. And then Musk said, well, I got to buy Twitter. And the stock crashed. And then Putin says, I got to wage war. And the stock crashed. Well, when Trump got elected, it went from $300 to $480 almost overnight.
Whoa.
And I'm sitting here at my computer going, it's supposed to hit 500. I'll sell at 500. It never did.
Yeah.
But I was able to sell enough to pay off a $33,000 tax bill. And today, finally, I was able to sell the rest of it. And I no longer have to deal or feel like I'm holding the bag for a specter.
Yeah.
Elon Musk will become a specter in the next world.
Mm.
And he will be, yeah, and I know we have this world to deal with. But,
yeah.
Okay. I believe in specters having to wander in the dark for 10,000 lifetimes because of the cruelty and the pain that they cause.
Yeah. We're I don't know if you listen to the BBC's podcast, but they've been documenting every day a different African country where people are dying from AIDS or starvation because Elon Musk shut down USAID. Because he was pissed off that they helped overthrow the South African apartheid regime back in the day.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, these people will wander in the dark for 10,000 lifetimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I saw what he said over the weekend, mm-hmm. and that scares the holy out of me.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It you is know, really dangerous stuff. Blame casting, really dangerous stuff.
I don't know how many death threats you have, but I got six. And
as a result of what?
Just wearing my anti-Trump T-shirt around town.
Yeah, that's incredible. Stephen, I got to move along, but, you know, thanks for the call, and good on you for selling the stock, I suppose. Darren in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Darren, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon. I got to tell you about a website that just went up a couple of days ago after Charlie Kirk's assassination.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically doxing people that have anything remotely negative to say about Charlie Kirk.
Right. This
They're is basically doxing these people to get them fired from their job. What else could be next?
Yeah. Yeah. No, in fact, a number of people, teachers have already been fired in five states, I believe. You've got a couple of police officers have been fired. You've got military people who have been punished or reprimanded or whatever they do in the military. This is a pogrom. You know, this is a campaign to suppress free speech. And what's so ironic is that Charlie Kirk's whole thing was, I can sit here and tell you that, you know, black women should not have these jobs because they're unqualified and they stole those jobs from white women because of free speech. But now that he's the martyr, they're saying no more free speech. Sorry, no more free speech for you. It's wild. Darren.
It certainly is. Can I give you the website? Because I want to warn people about this.
Sure.
It's called charliesmurderers.com.
Hmm.
Right now, the website's down. They're probably updating it. I'm not sure. Or maybe the serving company found out what they were doing.
Yeah, it says we're having trouble finding that site. So I'm guessing somebody complained and the people who are hosting it have pulled the plug on it.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Darren, thank you. Thanks for the heads up on that. Mark in Signal Hill, California. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, I've heard about the Midwest Blitz, and then now they're doing the Memphis Blitz. I think we should group all of these things into the Epstein Blitzkrieg. Epstein Blitzkrieg. And whenever they like invade, say, Seattle, or even historically, we talk about the Los Angeles Blitzkrieg.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the Epstein Blitzkrieg.
Yeah.
And that'll, because he's trying to shift the focus, and that brings it right back to what it's all about.
Yeah. I was thinking that, or entertaining the idea that, you know, 99% of this is all about moving us off the Epstein conversation. But I'm increasingly now thinking that this is going to be used by these guys as an opportunity to shut down free speech in America. They've gone after the major institutions. Now they're going to start going after average people. And, you know, this is not a healthy thing, not a good thing for democracy, definitely not a good thing for our nation.
But it sure seems like this is their plan. I mean, you look at the speech Charlie Kirk's wife gave, some of the other comments that are being made by other people, in not just in the media, but also in government. It is scary stuff. Mark, thanks for the call. And then you've got this congressman who says, we want to go after people's passports if they support terrorism, end quote.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Amazing stuff. 44 minutes past the hour, 44 and a half. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on September 20th against Maryland. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school. Text fees may apply.
This ain't just chatter or headline noise. It's your chance to speak, to claim your voice. Whether you're mad or mildly amused, there's a nation of folks who refuse to snooze. Get your questions ready. Don't hold back. Whether it's taxes or train tracks, ask why the oceans keep rising high, or why billionaires own half the sky. From student debt to the minimum wage, to how we keep justice from locking a cage. It's your mic, your turn, no need to rehearse. Just maybe skip the alien stuff, unless it's interstellar nurse union.
Then yes, absolutely call.
Healthcare, freedom, climate, and war. Why is that CEO making 10,000 times?
9 minutes before the hour, and Morris in Inglewood, California. Hey, Morris, what's up?
First of all, I want to say this, the violence begets violence. Everybody knows that. Left wing, right wing, violence begets violence. Now, check this out. Are you familiar with a brother named George Lincoln Rockwell?
Oh, yeah. He was the head of the American Nazi Party when I was a kid back in the 50s.
Amen. Now, check this out. Do you know he was in love with a fellow named Elijah Muhammad? Because Elijah Muhammad believes in separatism, right? So they got along real well. And Elijah Muhammad was familiar with the doctrine of Christians. So he was let you know that there's going to be some problems, right, trying to bring certain groups together. But what tripped me out, what got me thinking about this was George Lincoln Rockwell. He appreciated Elijah Muhammad. I got to think of myself. Do you know that me and Marjorie Taylor Greene have found an issue that we agree on?
What's
and
that?
I just can't believe it. I would take a picture with her on this one when she is saying that we should not fund, you know, the genocide what's been going on in Israel over there. And my goodness, I can't believe I'm in agreement with her. What am I saying? Yeah. Look, we shouldn't write people off.
Well, and Charlie Kirk wanted the Epstein files released. I mean, you know, not everybody on the right is totally wrong about everything, but... Yeah, I get it.
Thank you for saying that, Tom. And by the way, you opened the door for something. Some people think that Epstein's assassination, I'm going to use that word, was to distract from them Epstein files. But you know what I really believe is going on, Tom? I know what we talk about. We talk about Charlie Kirk. We talk about all. But what's really going on, Tom, is between you and me, is the Western economies. Western economies, they're collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
France, EU, over here. And they all seem to have the same theme. None of the elites want to pay any taxes.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah, it's a worldwide takeover by right-wing billionaires, it appears. It appears to me, anyway.
No. That's what's going on, Mr. Hartman, because it's just too consistent a theme.
And it's being driven, by the way, by algorithms, by secret algorithms on social media.
You know what, Tom? Sometimes you scare me. But anyway, let me let you go. I just wanted to make that point. Violence begets violence, and we should all remember that. Let me let you go, brother.
Thanks a lot, Morris. Good talking to you. Richard in Maple Valley, Washington. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Good morning, Professor. Good morning, class. Actually, I just passed the state capitol at Olympia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wave to you as I cross 205, and I'm going to be in Salem at the state capitol in Oregon soon. I'm heading to the Redwoods. But... two quick points and a bumper music idea for you, too.
Okay.
I just wanted to point out to all the conservatives, and I know conservatives are listening to your program too, is the dichotomy of their thought process when it comes to violence in America. They claim that it's the left, the left, the left, and so much comes from the right, but it's on both sides, and it's disgusting on both sides. It's not acceptable on either side, but I want to point out it's which side was calling to actually see bodies of children after Sandy Hook to prove it wasn't a hoax? It wasn't the left. And who sat there last week and called out the left not even knowing what had happened? The true leader I saw after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, that was horrific, was on Jen Psaki's show when she was interviewing Senator Mark Kelly that day. And here's a senator who has received the same kind of phone call that Erica Kirk received after Gabby was shot. He knows what Erica was going through, and he showed true compassion and true leadership at a national level that is failing at the White House on a daily basis since this regime took over. I want to ask conservatives to look at themselves and to look at the left. We're all in this together, and none of us want to see any of this political violence happening.
Yeah.
But when are we going to actually have the adult conversation that this country desperately has needed for decades? I don't understand that thought process.
Yeah.
I do want to add one more thing, if I can. I lost my other train of thought. I laid my 90-year-old mother's memorial this weekend. I am proudly wearing her Foxtrot Delta Tango hat on my way to the Redwood Forest because I am a patriot. And I defy this man in office right now.
Yeah.
And my bumper suggestion music for you is from one of my favorite all-time American singer-songwriters, Jackson Brown, has a wonderful song called I Am a Patriot. Take a listen to that song, everybody.
Okay.
Close your eyes and listen to the words and the wisdom of Jackson Brown.
Got it.
And everybody in America on both sides, we need to heal. Let's gather together as a nation.
Yeah, sounds like a plan, Richard. Thank you very much. I mean, the left is talking about let's have free health care, let's have free education, let's clean up the environment, let's stop subsidizing the fossil fuel industry. And now you've got people giving speeches about, well, Carrie Lake, for example, yesterday gave a speech saying the left is evil. You don't negotiate with evil. What's evil about those things? I get it if you're a fossil fuel billionaire, that we're going to cut into your profits, but other than that, I just don't get it. Up next, Congressman Ro Khanna for the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom and use that promo code.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says after talks with a Chinese delegation, there is a framework to switch to a U.S.-controlled ownership of TikTok.
Congress last year passed a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless it got sufficient U.S. ownership. But President Trump has repeatedly extended the deadline for the app's sale set in that law. Another deadline looms on Wednesday. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
U.S. officials say President Trump and China's leader will speak Friday. ABC News has obtained some 911 calls made in the moments after the shooting of conservative activist Charlie Cook last week at Utah Valley University.
The Cook speaker at UVU just got shot in the head.
Authorities say suspect Tyler Robinson could be charged in court as soon as tomorrow for Kirk's murder. In Minneapolis, nearly 3 weeks after a mass shooting during Mass at Annunciation Catholic School, ABC station KSDP reports students are expected to return to classes tomorrow. Two children died, 21 others were injured. This is ABC News.
As